establish justice and peace with you. So today, I wouldn't be saying a poetry or getting a speech. And before I say that, you know, I'm neither a perfect speaker, nor I'm a scholar. But I'm an ordinary man who's trying to do extraordinary things. Labaika Allah, Labaika Allah.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
As we say in my country, we can't think. Let them wait. So, I say to my people, in the name of Allah, the compassion and merciful, O Shia, why do you sleep while your enemy are awake? Why do you crawl? Why he walks? Why walk? Why he runs? We cry in the month of Muharram. We beat our chest until it makes rhythmic songs. But little charity you will give. Do you think that Hussein, peace be upon him, die so that you will beat your chest? Do you think he gave his life and the life of his family and companions, peace be upon them, so that we can sit in a mosque and cry? So that we can sit in a mosque and cry? While your enemies are spending millions propagating falsehood. While we sit in the suburbs, busy with our lives and the lives of our intimate family, caught up in traditions, race and culture, which has nothing to do with the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. How do you sleep at night and find peace while the common people know nothing of your religion? Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, all humans are family. They are either your brother in religion or your brother in creation. Are we not our brother's keepers? We claim to be the Shias of Ali and those that are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. I advise you and myself that Islam does not pay attention to such consideration as race, language, skin color, or geographical location. It looks only at people's faith in God, which is the root of all unity. People who are truly rooted in their religion of Islam have a duty to all of mankind to warn them, advise them to do what is right and forbid them from wrong. The Holy Quran, Surah Al-Asr, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Salawat. By time, the human being is doomed to suffer loss, except the righteously striving believers who exhort each other to truthful purpose and to patience. We Shia face a great problem in the West. We do not promote Islam and the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his holy progeny, as we should. When one of us opens a business, we advertise, promote, display, use word of mouth, flyers, or whatever means, so that it will grow and become successful. But Islam, we keep to ourselves. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Allah told the Prophet, peace be upon him, to promote the holy religion of Islam to all the Holy Prophet to openly declare the prophetic mission and explain to the masses the truth of his faith. So he made his way to Mount Zafa, stood on a high place, and explained the religion of Islam. His voice resounded on the mountain and attracted the attention of the people. Large crowds from various tribes hurried towards him to hear what he was going to say. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, turned to them and said, "O people, will you believe me if I tell you that your enemies intend to ambush you at dawn or at night?" They all replied, "We have not heard a lie from you throughout your life." The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "O people of Quraysh, I warn you to fear God's punishment. Save yourself from the fire. My position is the same as that of the sentry who sees the enemy from afar and warns his people of the danger of the enemy. Does such a person ever lie to his people?" You see, the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not just teach his family. He was ordered to teach all of mankind. We who make this bold claim, have taken the responsibility to be truthful, to protect the Sunnah, to teach the Sunnah. We are the representatives of Allah and His Prophet. Salawat. Takbir. We must learn from our greed and give to Allah and His Prophet and His progeny what is theirs. Purify your wealth and stop blackening your soul. We pray every day, just as we are gathered here today to celebrate the birth of our Imam. Every day we pray and we say, "O Allah, make a hasty return of our Imam. Be careful what you are asking for." We pray every day, "O Imam Mahdi, please make a hasty return." But we steal from him. Yeah, we steal from him. I know you think I'm crazy when I say that. When you do not pay zakat, you steal from the Imam. When you do not pay kums, you steal from the Imam. When you do not feed the poor, you steal from the Imam. This Islam is not lip service. It is a way of life. It is a revolution. Use this world as a platform to step into the next world. But this can lead to hell, this platform. Woe to those who don't feed the poor. The test of the poor is to be patient and not lose faith. And the test of the wealthy is to share his wealth. Let us awake from the slumber of this world of greed and racialism. Let us purify ourselves. Let us be true Shia of Ali. Let us practice what we preach and struggle and prepare the way for the Imam. We are the leaders of the world. So let us act this way. Peace from Delalandawa, Mabaika Allah, Hussein Soya.
Yeah.